This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And a contentious issue for the Oceanway community may ultimately be decided today as Jacksonville City Council digs into this rezoning for a Chick-fil-A proposal, which one would think, hey, Chick-fil-A in my community, great. I love their chicken and biscuits and the like. But putting it right across from First Coast High School has been a sore spot for many in the community since it was first proposed in December of 2022. Live team coverage takes us to Jacksonville City Hall and Action News Jack's Alexis Clevenger. Back us up for a little bit about how this proposal has evolved since it was first introduced. A lot of zoning and concern here.
Yeah, many people that live in the area are opposed to this proposal. We've been covering the story for over a year now, and so there was a community meeting not too long ago where dozens of people showed up to voice their concerns about the potential traffic problems that the proposed Chick-fil-A may bring. Now, this after the city published a traffic study on the proposed site said to be at the intersection of Bradley Cove Road and Lady Lake Road. Jacksonville's chief traffic engineer said he found a traffic signal is warranted at in a right turn deceleration lane is necessary at each driveway of the site. But however, this is just something that many neighbors still don't agree with. They say that if they want to put a light in, they're going to do is drive more traffic down on Lady Lake Road in front of houses to exit out on Summer Beach Drive. So many people not fans of this idea.
All right. It lands before Jacksonville City Council members a little bit later this evening. I would anticipate we'll probably hear a public comment from folks from the Oceanway community later on this afternoon. What an interesting dynamic when you consider the contentiousness of that issue in Oceanway and another Chick-fil-A that's about to open on San Jose in the Mandarin area. Nary any concerns. I've not heard any public issues at all coming up there. Granted, it's not right across from a school, so a totally different circumstance. And already all that traffic that's on San Jose, you know, that area just south of Loretto Road.
Yeah, and it seems like the big deal is, like, this is proposed to be put up in a residential area. Like you said, it's going right in front of a school. And I used to work in an area that had a Chick-fil-A, and they were backed up all the way as far as they could go. So it could potentially cause a problem in residential. It might not be as much of an issue in a commercial area where it's kind of expected. I mean, those are just kind of my thoughts on it. But again, that's happening this Friday. They're going to be making a decision on it, which is interesting. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting debate that'll happen before Jacksonville City Council members. And the one that's going in, Christine, on San Jose, if you haven't been to a new Chick-fil-A, their drive-thru now features like the before you get to the window order area where
right.
It's almost like a gas station with like
the
overhang. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Again, the closest one to this is how far away?
I think it's by the River City Marketplace. It's like we just mapped it out the other day, Scotty. It was
2.1 miles.
Yeah, it was pretty close. So it's a bit of a drive, but this puts it a little bit closer to the community and to the First Coast High School and some of the residential there. But you can certainly appreciate the concerns from people in the neighborhood about the spillover effect that it may have on
them. Of course.
Yeah. But a near River City Marketplace is the only other one near that area in Oceanway. 7:15 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.